The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4.67, up 10.5 on the open, although that's what it says on the DTAN. We'll have to check and double-check to see if that's correct, because all other contracts opened to the negative side. July wheat at 4.46, down 14.5 on the open. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 4.31.5, down 6.5 on the open. July, 4.48, down 5.75. September, 4.59, down 10. December, 4.70, down 8.5. March, 4.81, down 7 on the open. May corn opened at 3.54.5, down 20 on the open. July, 3.65.5, down 20. September, 3.61.25, down 20. December, 3.63.5, down 20. May, 3.74.5, down 17.75. The May at 381.5, down 15. July, 388, down 11.75 on the open. May soybeans open at 757, down 4.25 on the open. July, 774, down 4. August, 781, down 2. September, 787, down 3.5. November, $8, down 5. January, 812, down 1.5. March, 820, down 1. May, 822, unchanged on the open. May soybean meal opened at 209, down 280 on the open. July, 215, down 240. May soybean oil opened at 32.30, down 18 on the open. July, 32.85, down 7. At the Merck, April feeders opened at 110, up 125 on the open. May, 110.40, up 42.5. August, 111.90, up 87.5. September, 109.90, up 50 on the open. April live cattle open at 98.20, up 60 on the open. June, 95.60, up 72.5. August, 92.50, up 25. October, 96.45, up 10 on the open. April lean hogs open at 64.10, up 25 on the open. May, 74.90, down 100. June, 74.90, down 50. July, 75.25, unchanged on the open. And pork bellies for May open at 120, down 20 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is the WILL Spring Pledge Drive. For those of you who have already contributed, Todd Gleason and I thank you. We rely on listeners like you for the largest share of our income. And by giving a gift of $100 right now, you will keep programs like the Opening Market Report on the air serving your needs. Please do your part by calling with your gift at 217-244-9455 or online at WILLpledge.org. And we have a challenge underway. In fact, a couple of challenges underway. Les Schulte has details.
Yeah, Dave, the next three calls are going to do double duty right now because we've been trying to work on this generous super value IGA challenge this morning. They're going to add $1,000 to our pledge total when we hear from 50 listeners who step forward and make that pledge before 10 o'clock. Three to go. And so your name will go on that. You'll help us meet that challenge. Plus, we have the Ag Challenge going on this drive from our friends at AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roach Ag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities. They know that this is an important service to farming operations in the area. They've gotten together. They're going to add $1,000 to our pledge total. When we hear from 75 people who call in support of the ag service specifically, along with all of the other services you use here on WILL, we've heard from 31 so far on that. So we, since we end tomorrow, we really need to sort of get that going here right now so we can meet that challenge too. Every dollar you pledge and it helps us meet these challenges, which are leveraged into great programs for you, for a great service that you turn to. If you appreciate this service, right now, make an $80 contribution to WILL. We'll send you back the WILL Ag Baseball style cap if you'd like to choose that as your thank you gift.
You'd be styling.
You'll be looking good at when you're working with the WILL Ag Baseball style cap with an $80 contribution or more. There's a variety of thank you gifts at different levels. You can talk to the phone volunteer about that. When you make that call, and you can call toll free, 866-779-9455.
217-244-9455 is the other number you can call. I heard a phone ring, maybe just two phone calls right now to meet a $1,000 challenge right now at 217-244-9455. Let's go ahead and bring in our analyst to discuss the markets. He is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
What do people out your way have to say about the service?
Well, they're really appreciative with a lot of other stations putting ag in the background or else eliminating the ag news and information. It's really been a challenge to find a reliable source such as WILL. Then plus, too, the flexibility you have by having the website gives interested people a chance to catch up on what you have to say by going to your website, too. And above all, probably the biggest plus is the Outlook meetings that you put on throughout the year. I know a lot of people enjoy going to those.
If you appreciate all those services, now is the time to call 217-244-9455. We're in the midst of a $1,000 challenge, two phone calls to go. Even your $40 basic membership would go toward this. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Let's go ahead and look at the markets today, Kurt. We opened limit down in the corn market again this morning. But I would anticipate that at some point today, some of these nearbys we might trade in?
According to our information and what's taking place, I seriously doubt if old crop corn trades today. There's already 51,000 in electronic offered limit down. Contracts for sale, there's probably another 20,000 in the pit. July's got about 28,000 electronic trade, probably another 5,000 in the pit. So it's going to be awful hard for corn to trade unless the buyer wants to come in and buy about 70,000 contracts on it. Not to say it won't, but it's going to be awful hard with the downdraft in through here. Corn's lost 40 cents a bushel. You're looking at margin call liquidation now. Your short-term funds are on the defensive. They should be kicking in sell programs. So if you're a fund manager and you've got a sell program, you're obligated to sell the market. Kind of hard to explain to shareholders why you're long the markets when you got sell signals. So it's going to be defensive. It's going to stay ugly for probably another 48 hours.
Well, if you were listening to us for the last several weeks and you purchased some puts ahead of that report, you're probably smiling right now and wondering where to cash them in.
Yeah, that's the challenge is what do you do now? Before I address that issue, is probably if you're long the market and caught the wrong way, natural tendency is to try to exit. But another thing you can do to sort of soften the blow here is to buy puts and to sell calls. That's not 100% of the answer to the problem of being long with the market going down the way it is. But that's one way to sort of soften the blow. As far as being short, what to look for, probably another 15 cents down from the limit move down today. That would put the D's corn futures right around this 348 area and the May corn around this 340 area or so. That would be the key levels to look for support there.
I would think that once this this trade unlocks and the front end begins to trade, I would suppose you'd want to maybe buy back some of your puts, maybe not all of them, but buy back some of them within a dime of the move.
Correct, especially the May's, because we're going to see them lose quite a bit of their value here. because those expire here in just a short period of time. They will take all the time value out of them, so they'll move penny for penny. So if you have May put options, which was advised to be cashing those in or rolling those out to deferred where you have some more time. Probably the flip side, though, is with the bullish enthusiasm we had here about 3-4 weeks ago, if you still have that bullish enthusiasm, this is a great opportunity to be a buyer here on the break, especially if you're an end user need to be purchasing grain or options or futures. This is an opportunity to do that because even though you do plug in the big acres, as you all well know, when you plug in the yield, that can change the bottom line over a billion bushels real quick. So if we come in for 150 bushels the acre with the current acreage estimate, it could still be relatively tight next year.
Stay right there, Kurt, and we'll talk about the soybeans in just a second. I want to go back out to Pledge Central and see what progress we're making on both the IGA challenge as well as that AgriGold and Bates Commodities and Risk Management, and of course from Kurt, Grainfield Marketing Challenge.
Yeah, and it's we're making great progress. There are people on the phones right now. I think we need one more to make sure that we make this IGA Super Value Challenge to finish that off, and that'd be another $1,000 we can add to our pledge total. We are at 34 calls in now towards the Ag Challenge, of on our way to 75 by the end of tomorrow to meet the AgriGold Bates Roach Ag Marketing and Risk Management Commodities Challenge. We want to thank Robert and Marsha Briscoe from Decatur who just made a call. Thanks a lot. 217-244-9455. Make that $100 contribution right now.
So if I hear it right, the next phone call to 217-244-9455 with a contribution at any level will earn $1,000 for WILL Radio. 217-244-9455. And again, we accept Discover, American Express, MasterCard, and Visa. Kurt, let's go ahead and get your soybean analysis. Boy, they have held up really well despite what's going on in the corn pit, and they actually haven't even really broken under what you would call a short-term trend line.
Well, yet. What can happen can surprise one, but the bean news is a little bit more positive. Let's go to the overseas. China's going to maybe possibly throw some more money in to help give an olive branch to the U.S. What I mean by that is with this trade issue going on, they're in line to maybe go ahead and buy more beans and cotton here over time to help ease the trade deficit. They're not going to cover that up by all means, but by being a buyer of the U.S. products, that's going to help a lot, and that news is somewhat supportive. Then South America, or particularly Argentina, they just got bombarded with rains, over 250-year rain amounts being dumped on them all at once here, and that's really slowed harvest activity, brought transportation to a nil. Their rivers are flooded, and so there's ideas that maybe Argentina's lost anywhere from 2 to 5 million metric tons of their bean crop. So that sort of puts the U.S. in a position here to maybe gather some nearby export news, and also it does tighten up the world supply-demand balance sheet. If that happens, they lose 2 to 3, 4 million metric tons. But the bean fundamentals, if you look down the road, become extremely tight. And with this new investment money and traders eager to look for the next bull market, I think they're going to be looking for the soybean complex for that type of move down the road to give them reason to be buyers on breaks.
We're looking for one phone call at 217-244-9455 to help us meet a $1,000 challenge right now. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. We have a phone line open. You could be that caller, 217-244-9455. We did see news, Kurt, that China wants to buy soybeans in May, which is pretty doggone good news for the U.S., given the fact that that's not really a time when the PRC is reaching for U.S. soybeans with both hands.
Yeah, typically they're buying South American beans. But like I mentioned there, it's part of a spending spree. They're going to buy U.S. goods. I think they're looking at over $12.5 billion being invested, and that's going to be a big plus. But that coupled with the transportation problems out of the southern hemisphere would definitely be a big plus. But two, is this old crop or new crop? There's some speculation that even though they'll buy in May, it might be more new crop later this fall, too.
Kurt, stay right there. I want to go back out to Les Schulte and Pledge Central and see if we're making any progress.
Oh, we're making great progress, Dave. We have met, I'm happy to say, we have met the Super Value Central Illinois
marvelous.
IGA Store Challenge for Morning Edition this morning. We've heard from a little over 50 calls within the last couple of minutes. We had a few calls in to finish that one off. We thank everyone who has called. We can add that $1,000 from IGA and Super Value. Thanks to them for making the challenge. We have the Ag Challenge, though, that we're working on that will continue until the drive is over. If you really appreciate this ag service, do not take it for granted. Folks like AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodity, Roach Ag Marketing, Risk Management Commodities, they know the value of this service. They're going to add, they're getting together, they're going to add $1,000 to our pledge total when we hear from 75, at least 75 people who also appreciate this service and call 244-9455 with your call.
And there is another phone call right there. Thank you very much, Les. Kurt, if you are a livestock producer, what should you be doing to lock in right now for your needs?
Well, as a livestock feeder, definitely need to use the break to start gathering some more inventory for feed needs. I would push bookings clear out to at least the 1st of July here, because basically if we do run into some wet weather here and don't see the big corn acreage being planted in a timely fashion, that would be quite supportive corn. Then also, too, later on in June and July here, if we would see the weather guys get their way and turn to a hotter, drier pattern, that could send prices back higher. So as a livestock producer, I think you use the break in here to get some coverage. The easiest way to do that without being exposed to a whole lot of risk or worried about buying it too soon would be buy some call options or some covered long positions to get you that flexibility to have some coverage in place.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
While other stations are dropping their ag services, we're adding to ours, be it our weekly ag e-letter, expanded web services, including our radio on demand section, our podcasting, our AM 580 Outlook panels. We know that ag matters to you, and that's why you are listening. Your pledge of financial support matters to us right now to help us make a challenge. Please call 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. We suggest the $100 level. We feel that's fair value. 217-244-9455 is the number to call.